My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, Isaiah 32:18. The God of peace gives perfect peace to saints whose hearts are stayed on him, Isaiah 26:3. They know they have a hedge of protection that Satan must ask permission to get through, Job 1:10. But sinners have no hedge, so they have reason to fear. A guilty conscience for the sinner is a constant reminder that one day he'll stand before God for judgment. If this is you, there's hope. Christ came as the perfect man, to live a perfect life, to die as the perfect sacrifice in the place of sinners that would believe on him. He died, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews 2:14-15. The fear of death is the fear of judgment. Satan holds this over your head as long as you remain a sinner. But look what happens when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:17-19. How can we guard this precious peace? The Apostle Peter says, add to your faith virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:5-11.